Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you live and in person and in the holiday spirit, in the holiday way on this Getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of December 2021, 12/3/21, which, by the way, is a palindrome. Frontwards or backwards, it is the same day. 16 minutes past the hour, joined in studio live by Angie Evers. Angie, we are in the holiday way.
Yes, holiday spirit.
Holiday spirit. We do want to let everybody know, if you want to send a letter to Santa Claus, it's Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And there still is time to get a letter out to Santa Claus. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. We got some great Christmas cards here at the station today. Two new Christmas cards, and I want to thank the people who sent those. Joy to the World, a nice church with a steeple on it on the front. Inside, believe in the joy and wonder of Christmas time. Merry Christmas, Phyllis Thatcher. Phyllis, thank you for the card, and we will get one out to you in the mail. Got another card here, very nice. It's one of those cards that, it's embossed, which is very nice. Nice Christmas tree with some Christmas critters on the front. Peace on Earth inside. Scott, may peace, hope, and joy be yours this Christmas and throughout the new year. Best holiday wishes to you and the WWGH family, Pat Chapman. Pat, thank you for the card. We'll get one out to you in the mail as well. And if you want to send us a card, it is WWGH Radio, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Make sure you put your return address in the card or on the envelope, and we will get you a card back in the mail. Now, it's kind of difficult right now because this year we want to do homemade cards. So nobody's got a card yet. That was our fifth card, I think, that's come in. Sixth, if you count Kreskin. But we want to send out a special card this year with a WWGH picture on it that you can keep for, you know, the rest of your lives, and you can pass it down in your wills to your family members and your kids and your grandkids, and it'll live on forever. But I just don't know what picture to use, but I've got to figure that out this weekend because I'm running out of time.
Maybe there'll be an opportunity to take a picture, Christmas picture, tomorrow.
Well, big event tomorrow. By the way, is there any picture in WWGH's history that has to do with Christmas that you would like to see? This will be our eighth Christmas together. Does anybody have a picture they would like to see? Let me know, and I'll slap it there on the card. 740-383-9944. Yeah, tomorrow's a big day. Christmas in the Village. That's tomorrow, December the 4th. Now, this is all in Caledonia, 5824 Caledonia Mud Pike Road, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's a big bazaar over in the Memorial Park, and then there's just oodles to do. From 3 to 6:30, there's fire truck rides. 3 to 6, there's free walking tacos and chocolate-covered strawberries and marshmallows. 4 to 7, Christmas lights, Christmas carolers, coffee, hot chocolate, and cookies. 4 o'clock, hot chocolate and candy canes. 4:30 to 6, kids games. 5 o'clock, Santa comes to town. 4:15 to 4:30, Carol Alt's Dance Factory is taking the stage. 4:30, there's cookie decorating. 7 p.m. is the tree lighting ceremony at the Village Square offices. 7 p.m. is registration for the Ugly Sweater Contest. 8 p.m. is the judging of the Coloring Ugly Sweater and House Lighting Contests. At 7 p.m., there are wagon rides to view beautiful houses. that are all lit up. And I've been in Caledonia. There are a few that are lit up that you'll be able to take the wagon ride on. This is all tomorrow at Village Christmas in the Village. And I have been tapped as the MC for the tree lighting ceremony at 7 o'clock. And I will be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And there will be a choir there, is my understanding, carolers that will all be singing. And the mayor will be there. And there's going to be a soloist. And it's going to be just it's going to be a rip-roaring holiday time tomorrow. It's going to be rip-roaring. And we'll all be there starting at 4 o'clock, by the way, if you want to come over and say hello at the WWGH booth. Bet you didn't know that was going to be there. The WWGH booth will be there from 4 o'clock through 8, I guess, tomorrow.
Are you having free fruitcakes for sale? Fruitcakes for sale.
You know, we were going to do that, but the table wouldn't support it.
Oh,
it's
man.
A shame.
Now, oh, which reminds me, I did get to try fruitcake.
Okay, well, do tell. I'm sure Sarah would like to know.
Yes, Sarah. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to try fruitcake for the first time.
Now, tell the truth.
So, I took it to Mom's because I know my mom likes that fruitcake anyway, and I thought, well, if I don't like it, I will
share. Taste buds must not be good anymore.
Well, I don't know. Her and my dad both like fruitcake.
Oh, I know his taste buds were gone. Had to be.
But I wonder if people like it more if they grew up eating it, you know, rather than, I mean, I never ate it growing up.
It's okay to go ahead and say you don't like it.
Well, no, it was not like I thought it would be as you described. It was not terrible.
Now, how did I describe it?
Well, like, it's the... like wax lips.
Oh, it does like taste like wax lips.
It doesn't taste like wax lips at all. It just is a, like, nutty, fruity, dense cake. I mean, it was okay. I mean, I probably would not go out and buy one for myself, but I did eat some of it, so.
A nutty, fruity, dense cake.
Yes.
Doesn't sound very good to me.
It really, I mean, I imagine it tasting horrific the way you described it.
Oh, it's horrific.
But it wasn't like you described it.
You probably didn't get enough in your mouth.
Oh, no, I ate plenty.
And you probably had something waiting there for you, didn't you? A beverage or something?
You know, I don't know. I may have drank some orange juice.
Yeah, you would have to, because the taste of that is horrific. It's like wax lips.
I mean, I don't think it was like wax lips at
all.
Have
you ever heard the fruitcake song?
No.
No, we haven't done this season. You know what? This is as good a time as any. I don't know. Let me see. It's right there. Now, many, many years ago, let me tell the story here. Many, 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 many Christmases ago, we had a gentleman here at the station named Paul Savage. Now, he's the voice who sang Charlie Evers' theme song. He did Marge Hazelett's theme song. He did some spots here on the station. He hosted the Heaven Express program. So Paul was here for a long time. And Charlie and I were having these fruitcake conversations way back to day one with this station. So one day, here came Paul Savage, and he wrote a song. Because there are no songs about fruitcake. And Paul and Glenna Savage, who were, they had a whole Christmas CD. It's around here somewhere. We have some of those CDs. But Paul Savage wrote this song called The Fruitcake Song. And you got to listen, because it intersperses some of the conversations that we've had about fruitcake on this station. So sit back. Get yourself some hot chocolate. Let's go back in time. Here's the Fruitcake Song on WWGH Radio.
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
You know, it's a tremendous thing. I was thinking there during that, I just wrote a little lyric about fruitcake. I did during
really?
Right there, right off the top of my head.
Well, let me hear.
Okay, he goes, holiday food is great. You won't want to be late. Some like fruitcake, but once you get it in your mouth, you realize you've made a mistake.
You can tell it's Christmas by the eggnog and the tree. And you can tell it's Christmas by the chilly winter breeze. You can tell it's Christmas by the things that make you sneeze. And you can tell it's Christmas by the fruitcake in your teeth.
See, that's the same question. We've talked about oranges and apples and fruit for Christmas.
Not fruitcake.
We've got to get past that, you know?
She had it right. She said it tastes like anise.
Yeah.
Soap.
Yeah.
See, everybody, it's not just me.
Anise is my favorite ingredient.
Isn't that a candy?
It could be a licorice, an ingredient in licorice. And you can buy, there's an anise-flavored plant that you find in the produce department.
And you can wash your hair with it.
Well, you could if you wanted to.
Tastes like soap.
Yeah. Would it come out green? That's what I...
Fruitcake. It's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums. The fruitcake's passing through. Oh, yum. What great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. There's music in the air. Again, folks are smiling. Laughter everywhere, in places snow's piling. There's fires crackling too, and parties now to handle. I even think I saw a fruitcake on my mantle. Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Ho-hum, what great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yes.
Now, the first one is this horrible thing.
Oh, Harry.
That's horrible, horrible.
Yes, I already ate one of those. So.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fruitcake, folks.
Yeah. That's
Carly Evers likes these things.
That's the best. The Claxton, isn't it?
It is the Claxton.
Yeah.
I like them, too. Tom.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
You guys can eat this up all afternoon.
These young kids.
I cannot stand this.
Young kids don't know what's good.
Is that the one that tastes like soap to you?
Yes, this is the soap one. I can't eat these things.
Well, that's strange.
I'm going to try it again today, but it's
they're good.
I'm going to walk this over when Paul gets into his first song here, but I figured, because I don't want you to choke, we also have...
Oh, eggnog.
Eggnog.
That's, yes.
So we have got a Christmas celebration going on here today.
Am I ready or what?
Yeah. He's ready. Paul's ready. He's got the knife to cut the fruitcake. So we're going to have some Christmas cheer, even though, as Charlie and I have already discussed, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
Yeah. Now, do you like eggnog?
Eggnog I can do.
It seems for a day there isn't so much anger. And if you look to find... might find a little manger. It really is a blessing for all those who partake. But tell me, who's the wise guy that got me this fruitcake? Fruitcake, it's time for fruitcake. Get ready, gums, the fruitcake's passing through. Oh, what great fun. Like eating sawdust made with super glue. Like eating sawdust made with super glue.
Yeah, well, everybody loves a fruitcake. I'm just going to start wrapping those up.
You might as well, sure.
I think I'm going to build a bomb shelter out of those.
You could.
I'd be safe.
You have a quantity of fruitcake?
If somebody gave them to me, I would have a quantity because I would not eat them.
I see.
I think the same one gets passed around every year. I don't think there's more than one fruitcake in the world.
When I was younger, us younger people used to say, hey, look there goes a fruitcake.
That's a different meaning.
Oh, that was a different...
That wasn't at Christmas time, was And that is the fruitcake song, All Memories of Christmas Past. Holy mackerel, you've never heard that.
I don't think so. I mean, we may have listened to it one other time, but...
Boy, isn't that just the holidays for you?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Oh, those things were awful.
Fruitcake.
They are. They're awful, and Paul Savage wrote that song, and it was dispersed, interspersed, however you want to say, with memories of Christmas past. We've had many conversations about fruitcake on this station. The awful, deadly, dreadful stuff that it is. Does anybody have anything to say? I think Paul had it right, like eating sawdust made with super glue. There you go. That was a good lyric.
I don't think it tasted like that at all.
Anise. It's got anise in it.
No, I didn't taste any
soap.
Of that.
Soap. It's
it didn't
got
taste like soap.
Soap. Apparently, your dad liked to eat soap.
No, he did like them cookies, though.
Anise?
Yes.
Well, and apparently anise is in licorice and
yeah.
other things of that nature. Oh.
Anytime I would see those cookies, I would buy them for him.
Maybe that's what I don't like about fruitcake, is that it's got that soap in it.
No, it doesn't taste like that at all. I didn't taste anything like that.
Well, apparently it does have anise. Mm. We don't have one here to look at the ingredients.
I don't think it does.
On the brick. Well, that's what it reminds me of.
It doesn't taste like licorice at all.
No, it tastes like a brick. You could give somebody a concussion with a fruitcake.
Maybe.
Ugh. Well, phone lines are open. Does anybody have anything to say? That was a little tune from Christmas past.
You know, I seen the fruitcakes at my bank, too.
Are they selling them for $5, too?
Yes.
Oh, they're
at
awful.
At the credit union.
They're just awful. Just horrid. You see, tomorrow at this Christmas in the Village, they're not giving away any fruitcakes.
No.
No.
Well, I thought maybe you could buy some and then
it would drive
them out.
People away. It would drive people near and far, far and near. Do want to let everybody know there's a singles holiday bash going on tomorrow night.
Are you going to that after the...
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to head on over to the holiday bash. It's tomorrow, December the 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the Harding Hotel Garden Room, whatever that is, 267 West Center Street. Bring a gift, $10 minimum, for either a man or a woman. Games, food, and fun. The big singles dance over at the Hotel Harding, 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, y'all.
Hey! do you remember that song?
Yeah, I love that song.
Oh, you do? Well, I can get it on CD for you.
Music. I thought they were a good group.
Oh, the Savages?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what Mrs. Savage is up to now.
Well, yeah, they were just always really cheerful.
They were cheerful folk. I like the Savages. And Paul wrote that song, and, you know, eating sawdust made with super glue.
It was just funny because that's exactly how I started my day off at work. One of my coworkers, she loves fruitcake, and she came up to me and gave me half of one. She said, "Here, take this, or I'll eat the whole thing." And I said, "Oh, thank you so much." So, but I'm just tuning in. What did you think, Angie? Yay or nay?
Oh, now be honest.
Okay, so
I had to go down to Burger King and get me one of those 37-cent Whoppers, and I think they put a sedative in there. I took a little nap, but I'm wide awake now. So
37-cent Whoppers?
I know, right?
What's that about?
It's some kind of, like, anniversary. Like, an anniversary, like, what they used to be so
just,
many years
just
ago.
Just today?
Huh?
Just today?
Yeah, and it wasn't like you just pull up and get one for 37 cents. It was a promotional offer. It was pretty user-friendly, but you do have to, like, download the app or whatever.
Oh, that's interesting. Well,
I got a medium fry and a Whopper for $2.74, I think it was.
And it was lights out for you, huh?
Yeah, and then I came to right around the time you started playing the song, and I was like, oh, it's time for my show.
You know, I have not played that song in such a long time. It just occurred to me we were talking about that horrible, awful, deadly fruitcake, and are you coming over to hear me read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas tomorrow and light the Caledonia Christmas tree?
Definitely, maybe.
Well, you should be. 7 o'clock. There's going to be all kinds of free stuff over there. Walking tacos and hot chocolate and...
And a wagon ride.
Wagon rides, absolutely, to see all the lights. There's going to be carolers and... Really, but I'm the show. I mean, really. I mean, let's be honest.
Well, okay. So, Andy, what did you think about the fruitcake?
So... Okay, I was expecting wax lips because that's all Scott talked about. It didn't taste like wax lips at all. So I said it tasted like a nutty, fruity, dense cake.
Right. So.
AKA garbage.
Pipe down. Now, there's only two types of people in this world. People that love it. People that hate it. So what category are you in,
people
Andy?
That can taste their food and people who can't.
So I said that I would probably not go out and buy one myself.
Oh, sad trombone.
Yeah. But I did, you know, I did eat some of it. So, but I shared with my mom.
Your no thank you bite. That was always my rule with my kids. Yeah, they had to take a... No thank you bite. You had to try it once. If you didn't like it, you could say no thank you and you didn't have to eat anymore.
But yeah. The good news is, earlier this week, her car had a flat tire on a hill and she was able to put that behind her tire and the car didn't roll down the hill.
Alrighty. Have a good show, y'all.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No, it's deadly.
No, well, my mom enjoyed it with me. We sat there and ate fruitcake and then... she cut up the rest and put it in a glass jar because she said Dad always put the fruitcake in a glass jar. So she cut it up and put it up. So I'm sure it's probably gone by now.
You know you can leave them in those glass jars for hundreds of years and they will never age.
Oh, I don't know.
There's nothing in there that would age.
Hmm.
You know, the same fruitcake that the Tyrannosaurus Rex ate is still here today.
You know, you could just put it in your fridge with everything else.
It would fit right in with some of those cookies and things I've got in there.
Your cookies and your, what's her name, Harding.
Florence Harding Pizza Head.
Yeah.
You know, if I ever drop dead and somebody cleans out my refrigerator, they're going to think I was nuts.
Well, you're lucky. It would probably be me cleaning out your refrigerator.
Would you keep the stuff? Keep the stuff for historical...
Yes, I'd give it to the Historical Society.
Yeah, but do that.
Yes.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 38 minutes past the hour, having conversations about the holiday time, which is in full swing right now, and the singles bash going on tomorrow. I wonder where this came from. It's a nice card. Card stock.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice. Singles bash over at the Hotel Harding, but I'll be at the Village. Christmas in the Village.
Maybe I should put out lights on my house. That way, when they ride on a wagon, they can see lights on my house.
Gotta hurry. Go ahead, caller.
Sarah needs to call back in and ask you what Cerebro is.
Ask what it... What is?
Cerebral.
Cerebral.
Yeah.
Oh, now, what is cerebral?
I don't know. Sarah needs to call you back and ask you what it is, and she can explain it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, look, right. She's out there. Did Sarah say the word cerebral?
I'm not sure.
All right, Sarah, fill us in. Cerebral. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. I'm a little lost on that one. All I know is I will be in the Village Square at the... What is it? Where am I going to be tomorrow?
Caledonia.
The Square offices. Village Square offices. Reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas and Lighting the Christmas Tree.
The River Valley High School is having their craft show tomorrow.
That's fun. What kind of stuff do they sell at those craft shows?
Well, I asked you if you wanted to go, and then you could find out.
Well, if
I bet they have. I bet somebody has made some Grinch stuff. I bet you could find a Grinch wreath or.
It's at the high school.
Yes.
Oh, just up the road from where I live. Well, if I'm up and moving, I'm afraid I'm going to get a cold. You know, I haven't had a cold in like 2 years, And I feel like how you feel right before you get a cold. Makes me nervous.
Yeah.
What if I get ill tomorrow? Who's going to pinch it for me?
I don't know.
If I go down tomorrow...
They'll have to have Santa.
Somebody will have to do it. I can't go over there infecting people.
I don't think you're sick.
I don't know. You know, I got that weird thing.
Maybe you're just nervous about tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's a real
You're nervous about talking.
Yeah, I get nervous when I have to talk.
Yes.
Or maybe it's just the chill in here tonight.
Yes.
Could be that.
Well, I do have my jacket on again.
My hands are cold. What do they say?
I'm sitting on my hands.
Cold hands, warm heart?
Yes.
Yeah.
But do you have a warm heart or a cold heart?
Well, I think my heart's warm.
You know, Natalie showed me a picture of her hands today, and they turned black. Like, as in, there's something wrong with her. I was going to show you earlier. I don't know what's wrong
with
them.
Maybe she dumped some junk on them. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, it's been my experience that when somebody talks about hating something so much, they absolutely love it.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Well, I would
just revel in fruitcake.
I wish I did, because I think it would make life a little easier, because they do show up here at the station from time to time, and one year I even ate one for charity years ago, which was awful. It was awful, awful as could be. Have you ever eaten a Claxton fruitcake?
No. I've always wanted to try a fruitcake, but I can't find just a piece of fruitcake. God, I don't want to buy a whole fruitcake and then perchance not like it, and then I have a whole fruitcake I have to throw away.
You would have to try it to understand how bad it is. I mean, it's not like, I don't like Sloppy Joe.
It can't be that bad.
Oh, it's awful. It's the weirdest tasting stuff you've ever had in your life. I mean, there is no middle ground on it at all.
I don't know. I've tasted some pretty weird stuff in my time.
Well, it's just, I can't even tell you what it even sort of tastes like, because it doesn't have a, it's a strange concoction, texture, taste. It's like very gummy.
It doesn't taste like wax lips.
Maybe this year will be the year that I finally break down and try it.
Well, they're all over the place for $5.
I know. They're at my credit union for $5. I almost got one today, but I would be the only one to try it. And like I said, I don't want to spend $5 and then not like it and have to throw it away.
Well, let me tell you, if you dig into it, you're going to find out very quickly that it is no joke that I truly don't like them.
If I buy one and bring it up to the radio station, will you share it with me?
No. No, I will cut it up and put it in a jar.
Not even if I pay for it, will you not share it with me?
No, I cannot eat those things. I've tasted them in the past. I've already done that experiment.
Well, we should do another experiment. Maybe we can have a glass of brandy or something.
You and Glenn could probably share one.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I can come up here. See, Glenn's up here on Wednesday, isn't he?
Yeah, come on up here on Wednesday, and you and Glenn. I mean, I might taste a piece if Glenn's here, because, you know, it's a gag reflex thing. You know, when I'm on the air, I don't want to gag.
Bring a knife.
Yeah, I don't know too many people that want to gag anytime, whether they're on the air or not.
Well, right, but I just know that fruitcake will bring that out in me, so I have to be careful.
Maybe you should have a glass of milk with you.
Did you like the fruitcake song?
Yeah, I like that song. That's the first time I ever heard that.
Yeah, you know, I don't think we played that last year, so it's good to dust off the old record and put it on the turntable and spin it.
Yeah, that was nice. I like that song.
Yeah.
I got a thought about you. If you turn up sick, perchance turn up sick, you should see if you couldn't get the Golden Voice to go down there and read for you.
Pinch it for me tomorrow. Well, you never know. I mean, if I go under the weather, I might have to call up the Golden Voice.
The Golden Voice would be good at that. I mean, that Ebenezer Williams you guys did, no, that was pretty good. I like that.
Did you enjoy that? I wondered how many people have heard that. You know, I know it premiered last week, but I enjoyed doing that. I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've heard it a couple of times anyway. Yeah, it was pretty good.
What'd you make of Kazoo Man and the Christmas music?
I like Kazoo Man.
Yeah, I like Kazoo Man too.
I gotta be honest, all his music sounds the same.
No, you know, there's no middle ground with Kazoo Man either. It's kind of like fruitcake. You either like him or you hate him.
Yeah, I like Kazoo Man, but, I mean, all his music sounds the same.
It's true. It's true. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We never did hear back from Sarah to know what was it, cerebral? Was that the word?
Yeah, I think
so. Did she say cerebral?
I don't know.
I don't know. 740-383-9944. Apparently that 37-cent Whopper did a number on her.
I did see where they were on sale for 37, but I don't eat Whoppers. I guess I've never eaten a Whopper.
Well, Whoppers are good. I like the Whoppers.
What? I mean, what's on them?
Meat and ketchup and mustard, tomato, lettuce, pickle.
Oh, just like a cheeseburger?
There used to be a song about it. Lettuce, pickle, da 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 da, bon bon, chee chee boo chee. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, so what Judy's talking about, she rides my bus. I think I've told you that.
And, yes.
We're friends. And we were talking about the radio station, the different programs and stuff. And I said, what's cerebral mean anyway? And she said, darned if I know. We sort of dared one another to call in and ask, like, no offense, Adam, but you're sort of talking above our heads. We don't know. And I guess we could have Googled it, but it's just funner to make a fool out of yourself and call the radio station. So we want to know. We're not telling. We want to know. What the heck is, when he always says, I have a cerebral answer. What does that even mean?
Well, you know, as many people know, Adam talks in his own language.
Well, no, I mean, he's intelligent. Like, I'm trying to broaden my vocabulary. I'm not, you know, making fun of it. I'm just, I said, I don't even know what that means.
You do know he about got banished from the show earlier today.
I'm not going there.
No, you heard that, though, didn't you? There was a little...
I know nothing.
A little heat. No, cerebral just means brain. A smart answer, basically, is what he's saying.
Oh, it's an intelligent answer?
Yeah, that's pretty much what he's
like
saying.
Ringing his own bell, like... I'm giving you an intention.
Yeah, he's a very it was egotistical. He's being egotistical is what he's doing.
Well, Judy, at least now we know what it means.
Now do you want to know the meaning of any words that I say? I can probably fill you in here.
You're I don't want to say worse because it's not a bad thing, but I've heard you say words that I've never heard. I've heard of cerebral before, but I didn't know, like, I could never use it in a sentence or anything.
So you think I'm just making them up here morning to morning?
I think you may or may not have, like, a thesaurus there on your desk, is what I think.
Well, is there a thesaurus on my desk here? No thesaurus.
And you pop once for yes and twice for no.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, but cerebral is smart. Basically, that's that's what he's saying.
The complete opposite of your list.
No.
Okay.
Thank
all right,
you.
That's
bye-bye.
What I wanted.
All right, cerebral. That's what it was.
Okay.
Adam does say that a lot. That's one of his go-to words.
Huh. Okay.
Well, now we know what that was all about. 48 minutes past the hour.
You know, I've told you that you say big words. And I don't know what half of them
mean. But they are real words.
Right, but, I mean, most of those words that I don't know, most people don't know. I mean, I can kind of figure out what they mean by the sentence, but a lot of times I'm like, what? Way over my cerebral.
Is it? Well, I don't know that I've ever said anything too out of place. I mean, now I do like to get the pronunciation correct when it comes to, you know, like progress and aunt and process and things like that.
Figure?
Sure. 740-383-9944, 49 minutes past the hour, first hour blowing right by here on a Getaway Friday. First Friday in the month of December. It is a palindrome day. The date is the same backwards or forwards.
See, you have to explain that because, I mean, a lot of people wouldn't know what that means.
12-3-21, if you would write that in the reverse, would still be 12-3-21.
Right.
But December has a lot of those because of the year 21. So tomorrow is a palindrome, too. And the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th are all palindromes. The 11th and the 22nd of December are all palindromes.
Hmm. See, and you can just, like, rip that off your head, and I would have to stare at a calendar.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know what, it has to be a double. It either has to be a single or a double. Like, all the days this month that were single, 1 through the 9th were all palindromes, but then the 11th and the 22nd are palindromes because they're the same frontwards or backwards.
Hmm. Yeah, those are things I just don't think about.
Palindromes here in 2021. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz.
So are you going to do anything special on 2-22 of 22?
Well, that's more than a year away, isn't it? No, that's next year, right?
Yeah, it's just...
next February.
A couple months away.
A couple days before my 28th birthday.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. I don't know. I don't have any big plans for the 22nd of February, 2022.
Hmm. I wonder what people will do special.
They'll probably fire off their fireworks, because everybody will be able to do that now.
But I thought it was just on special days.
Oh, you know, what's a special day?
Hmm.
People make up their own rules, I think, from day to day.
Yeah, basically.
The holiday season is in full swing, I can say that.
I don't have very many Christmas presents left to buy, so that makes me happy.
That's a positive. I feel pretty good in the Christmas department myself right now.
That's good.
I feel very positive, which is what you want.
I've got a birthday next week. My daughter turns 15 next week, so December's always a hard month because of birthday and Christmas. So...
December's a hard month in general. You know, it doesn't get talked about a lot, but a lot of people are depressed this month. And it's a big, depressing time of year for a lot of people.
It is.
And I think we should not forget that.
Right.
And hope that those people, you know, have the best possible occasion that they can have. It's difficult for a lot of people.
It is. I mean, and being in a pandemic right now... it's just hard. It's hard for a lot of people.
I don't know what you do. It's very... you write Santa Claus, I guess. P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, caller, have you got your gas bill yet for this month?
No, I haven't got the gas bill.
I just paid the gas bill earlier today, $91.
Now, what is it normally?
50, 60.
50-60. Now,
very seldom do I ever have one that's over $100. I might get one or two a year, and the highest one I've ever had is 123.
Hmm.
And it's already $91.
Well, last month was kind of cold, though. I mean, we really did not have a very nice temperatured fall.
Yeah, but we really haven't had those real cold temperatures yet either.
No.
I don't know.
We haven't had much below zero.
No, we haven't had much below zero, but I mean...
we haven't had much below 30, you know.
I mean, I keep hearing that the heating costs are going to go up, but I... well, overnight, we've went below 30 quite a bit. Our days and nights have been really strange.
I just hate to see what it's going to be like in a couple months.
Well, I mean, this is December. I think this year has been very confusing for people because we're getting November's heating bill now is what we're paying. November was pretty cold. I mean, we had some nice cool days in November.
I just checked my bill and it was $68, but I'm on the budget, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
Yeah, I'm not on a budget. You never know. They might want to raise your budget.
Ugh.
Well, it all depend on, you know, it's been a colder winter, though. I can say that. Usually, we have mild weather right up through December. We have not had mild weather. We've had maybe one 60-degree day here and there. When it got cold, and it never bounced back.
Yeah, I just hope it don't get any worse.
Well, that's what the Farmer's Almanac said. It said it was going to be a cold winter. Not so much a snowy winter, but a cold winter. So I guess everybody bundle up. Did you like the fruitcake song?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Lee, do you like fruitcakes?
I've never tried fruitcake.
You don't need to.
I'm glad to try it just because you don't like it and just see.
Yeah, they are totally not what I expected them to taste like, because I thought they were going to taste like wax lips, because that's all he talked about, wax lips.
And when he gets it in on something like a movie or something like that, boy, he just goes on about them.
Now, what movie have I ever went on about?
Oh, dear.
Oh, what one?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I did watch that.
And it turned out to be your favorite movie, didn't it?
No, it did not. It did not. It was terrible. I mean, you know the sad thing about that movie, and I don't want to dwell on this, but the whole thing about that Dirty Dancing movie is people kept telling me that the man was good and I needed to see the whole movie and blah, blah, blah. And come to find out, here he was, just a dirtbag.
Whatever.
Who was, you know, he was really using this poor young doctor's daughter. It was terrible.
Well, I didn't really watch the man so much. I was watching the daughter.
Well, yeah, so was he.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was, you know, you don't do that to, I mean, he was an older gentleman in the movie, and she was, like, 17. There was illegalities going on in that movie.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my word. If I was that doctor, I'd have had his legs broken.
We try.
I know. And then at the end, they all, because they're all footloose or something, it's a totally unbelievable movie. At the end, they all start dancing, and then all of a sudden, everybody gets happy, happy, happy. It really is just nuts. It's like Footloose. It's nuts.
Yeah.
I know. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, there are really only two things I dislike, Dirty Dancing and Fruitcake.
Whatever.
Everything else, I'm for.
Hmm. Well, I don't know.
Well, people who say poinsettia.
Well, I say poinsettia, because that's what my dad said.
Now, what are you doing over there? You're rearranging the ornaments?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just picking out the ornaments where they should go.
Your dad had it for that poinsett conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to have that every year as well. That was another.
Well, me and you, I'm just taking over for Dad.
Well, all I'm saying is, it's clearly the word is poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Where is it poinsettia?
I don't know. I'm going to take you to Groovy Plants Ranch, and let's see what they say.
Yeah, but when did we move to France, poinsettia?
That's like you saying, progress.
Well, that's correct. The progress on poinsettias is positive.
Progress poinsettia.
I still don't have a poinsettia.
Hmm.
I always say poinsettias are great Thanksgiving gifts, but yet I never get one on Thanksgiving.
You know, I kept one alive at work for probably 6-7 years. A poinsettia. Yeah.
You said poinsettia. That's good.
Poinsettia.
See, you got it right. You know how it's said. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Yeah, you have to do it a special way. You have to, like, wrap it in tin foil and put it near the sun and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, no. They're easy to take care of. Mom's been growing one for a couple years.
But does it bloom every year?
No. I mean, you have to do certain things. Like, I think you would have to keep it in the dark for so long, and I don't know. You have to do certain things to it, but.
So you keep it alive, but it never blooms again?
No, it may bloom again.
But we just don't know if it blooms again.
Yeah. I have my really big money tree at home, which doesn't bring me any money. I need to find a big, big pot for that. That's what I need for Christmas. I need a big pot to put my money tree in. I mean, it's big.
Why is it a money tree?
Well, that's what they call it. Actually, one of the doctors I used to work for, he had it in this tiny pot. And I was like, we need to repot that because it's way too, the pot you have it in is way too small. So I took it home and I repotted it, and the next thing you know, he no longer worked for us and I never saw him again. So I have the money tree.
The money tree didn't work for him.
No.
We're going to break back in 10 minutes.
That boy is getting in my way.
What was the name of Mike's place?
The Scotch and Sirloin.
Yes.
We both said it at the same time.
Right. They would have a lot of times orchestras.